Macmillan Audio presents The Subway Girls by Susie Orman-Schnall. Read for you by Barry Krynick, with a historical note read for you by the author. I learned this, at least, by my experiment, that if one advances confidently in the direction of his dreams and endeavors to live the life which he has imagined, he will meet with a success unexpected in common hours. Henry David Thoreau. Chapter 1. Charlotte. Thursday, March 3rd, 1949. After extensive research and considerable internal deliberation, Charlotte had submitted employment applications to 5 advertising agencies, their prestigious footings in Madison Avenue's most glimmering and stalwart buildings having nothing to do with her choices. 4 rejected her expeditiously. The deliberately worded and carefully typed missives were diplomatic. The standard, "We are unable to offer you employment at this time. We wish you well in your continued pursuits," sort of baloney. Charlotte was convinced, however, that the true reason for the rejections was her advanced age, that the hiring executives took one look at her, with her impressive but unnecessary for a typist education from Hunter College and her 21-year-old vestal womb on the verge of decay, and assumed they were better off with girls fresh out of high school. Charlotte, they had most wrongly assumed, in her eyes at least, was one stockinged step away from the maternity ward, which would leave them with a typist seat gone cold and the terribly inconvenient need to recruit a new girl mid-season. But as Charlotte and Jojo made their way out of Professor Findlay's econ class, the March air stinging their exposed skin, Charlotte hoped that the news from advertising agency number 5 would be imminent and positive.
"It should be today, Jojo. I don't know how much longer I can hold it together if it doesn't come today," she said,
shielding herself from the cold wind with her woolen scarf and fierce ambition as they walked toward their favorite coffee shop, a well-lit number on the corner of 71st and Lex.
"I don't know if I can eat a thing," Charlotte continued once they had sat down. "I feel like that Hawaiian tsunami from a few years ago is gaining momentum in my stomach."
"She'll have a tea and I'll have an egg salad on white, please," Jojo told the waitress.
"That letter better be bursting with good news. Another rejection and I'm heading straight to the high point of the Brooklyn Bridge."
"Charlotte," Jojo scolded, "don't talk like that. You're gonna get the job. And if you don't, there are better options than a swan dive."
"Like what?"
"J. Walter Thompson is not the only advertising agency in all of Manhattan, you know."
"Easy for you to say. You have a job, Miss Copywriter at McCann Erickson," Charlotte said, taking a sip of her tea.
"I realize how important this is to you, and I know things aren't great at home. It's as if every day you're still living in Bay Ridge is like another ragged breath into a balloon, and you're on the verge of combusting."
"Ain't that the truth? And I don't know whether to laugh or cry."
"Laugh, Charlotte. It's good for digestion."
Charlotte gave Jojo one of her what-are-you-talking-about Jojo looks, and then laughed. How lucky she was to have a best friend like Jojo, a girl who relied on truth as much as humor, realizing that the former was essential and the latter was what made life bearable. A far cry from most of the other girls in their class, who relied more on flattery and gossip, neither of which was essential nor made life bearable, and resulted in the type of girl Charlotte and Jojo had neither time nor patience for.
"Looking like spring might finally be on her way,"
the optimistic-as-eggs postman said as he and Charlotte both approached the front walk to her house.
"I sure hope so,"
Charlotte said politely, smiling and accepting the small pile of mail. Waiting for the afternoon post had punctuated Charlotte's days the last couple of weeks. Anticipation, disappointment, anticipation, disappointment. Flipping fervently through the envelopes, Charlotte spotted a J. Walter Thompson return address. Anticipation? Check. Disappointment? She hoped not. Charlotte's stomach dropped.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?